All today.
Hour number two of Free Talk Live is upon us at 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. To reach us at Free Talk Live, go to freetalklive.com. You can see everything that Ian and Mark do online as well. Monday through Saturday from 7 to 10 p.m., you can get in touch with them and make it your program. Tonight, it is partially our program as well. I'm Gardner, and she's...
Julia.
And we're filling in for Ian and Mark tonight. And with us, continuing after our first hour in the conversation about education and the government messing it up, is the author of the new book, Feds in the Classroom, How Big Government Corrupts, Cripples, and Compromises American Education. It's called Feds in the Classroom. Remember it. His name is Neil McCluskey. Neil, thank you for staying with us. I appreciate it very much.
Oh, I'm glad to be on.
It's a great pleasure. You know, Neil, Julie and I were speaking off the air a little bit about our various experiences in government schools. I was in New Hampshire and she was not. And it's amazing to think about the problems kids have in government education and how people don't acknowledge or recognize the fact that this top-down mentality doesn't help. And I'd like to get some thoughts from you as to what inspired you to write this book. And then we'll go direct to the phones because there are a lot of folks who really want to talk to you, Neil.
Well, the first inspiration was I did a policy analysis for the Cato Institute where I work.
Yay.
Where I agree.
Yeah.
Where the president always wanted to know where all the money spent by the federal government supposedly on education goes. So I wrote an analysis on that. And as I was writing it, I thought, well, it'd be good to give just some basic history of how we got to where we are in federal involvement, then try and track the money, but also see, well, here's what we're spending money on as far as we can tell. And one thing I learned is it's very difficult to know how much money is really going to what. But I started to look at all the different bizarre programs and things that we were paying for. And so I also added a little bit on, what's the federal government supposed to be able to do in education? Of course, that was easy, which is nothing, because the words education, schooling, nowhere in the Constitution, not one of the enumerated powers.
What a shocker. Isn't that amazing?
It's surprising. Although, actually, if you were to say that to the average person in Washington, D.C., they would be shocked.
Yeah, they don't know.
They'd probably get mad.
You know, I just have such contempt for those kinds of people, Neil. You know, they swear an oath to uphold the document that gives them their seats in office. And then they have the audacity to say that somehow, in invisible ink, education is not only written there. I don't know where, but maybe it's somewhere in between the Interstate Commerce Clause phrasing that they misinterpret all the time. But it's just absurd. It's so absurd. And then to say that, well, you know, it's a broken system now, but we'll be able to fix it. It's just ridiculous. It doesn't matter what party is in office. It seems it just seems to get worse.
Well, the real tragedy is, well, for one thing, a bad indicator of Congress is everybody says Robert Byrd's the guy who best understands the Constitution, so you know that's
yes,
a problem.
Collar.
Even conservatives, many conservatives, they've sort of given up on fighting the Department of Education's existence and the federal involvement, and now they are actually, many of them, leading the charge to say, well, we just have to have national standards. And essentially what that means is complete federal control of education, and they act as if. In fact, they say to me, well, fine, you don't want the federal government involved, but states haven't been doing a good job, and they're right, but they seem to act as if politicians at the state are inherently selfish and bad, but somehow if they're in Washington, they're inherently unselfish and good, and it makes absolutely no sense.
Yeah.
But they just ignore political reality.
Absolutely. Our guest is Neil McCluskey. Neil is the author of Feds in the Classroom, a new book that's just been released, and I highly recommend that you put it on your shelf. And let's go to the phones right now on Free Talk Live. Bob is in Florida and would like to talk about the topic. Hi, Bob. Thank you for waiting during the break, and thank you for joining us on Free Talk Live. How are you, sir? Are you there, Bob? Hey.
Yes, and thank you for your excellent guest. I'm very, very in support of everything he's saying. It's I had a run-in with the Dade County School Board. They happened to see our website. The Dade County School Board in Florida here is probably the third largest school board district in the United States.
Oh, so obviously it's got to be one of the best.
Well, I mean, I wish. Well, anyway, what happened is that the school board members had read our website, and they called me in the office and said, listen, we've seen your two websites here, constitutionalguardian.com and judicialaccountability.org. And we'd like to know if you'd like to do a 12-part television series based on your website. I said, sure would. And they said, what would you name the series? I said, I would name it Taking Back America, The Only Way. And they said, oh, no, Bob, we can't have that. This is going to be too controversial. We're going to get ourselves in lawsuits.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, but we have to tell the truth. And if you want to tell the truth, you've got to base everything on the Federalist Papers. And that was the original documents by the founding fathers, James Madison, Alexander Hamilton, John Jay.
And maybe add the Anti-Federalist Papers, too.
Some
of Cato's letters.
But I said, James Madison, who was a political scientist, he was not a lawyer, warns us 250 years ago. He said, if the effective control of all three separate branches of government get under the same hand's control, then we will have tyranny and oppression, and there'll be nothing in the system to correct the problem. In other words, you couldn't go to the Nazi party and say you're killing Jews. That was their purpose. You wouldn't go to the slave owners and saying you're abusing slaves. That was their purpose. You wouldn't go to the Ku Klux Klan and you're saying you're abusing blacks. That was their purpose. Nor would you go to our corrupt legal system and saying we're getting abused in the system because that's their purpose. The lawyers in this country have taken over single same hand's control, the effective control of all three separate branches of government, and the system of justice in the United States is you're innocent until proven broke.
Now, Bob, I assume you weren't allowed to do any of the things that they asked you to
believe
do.
Believe it or not, you know, this is really the funniest thing. The school board, when they said, well, we're going to have to let our lawyers read your website, and I said, I want them to read the original Federalist Papers because they probably didn't even read it in law school. Well, believe it or not, when they checked them, they hadn't really read them in law school, so their assignment is to read it. 6 weeks later, the school board called me in and they said, listen, the lawyers read your website. And they said they read the original Federalist Papers. And they said, go ahead and do a 12-part series. They said, who are you going to get as your guest? I said, I have one of the top constitutional law professors in the world. His name is Albert P. Blaustein, Professor Emeritus at Rutgers University.
Mm-hmm.
He's worked in the Constitution of 25 different countries. He was on loan from the American government to the Russian government when they had this last revolution to make sure that people's civil rights and human rights were protected in the new Russian Constitution.
Yeah,
I have the former chief economist of the White House, Dr. Steve McGee, who's president and chief economist at the University of Texas in Austin. I said, he's going to help me. I said, I have the chief criminologist at the University of Albany, Georgia.
So I hope they let you do it.
Yes. I did 12 one-half-hour videos. They showed it on the school board channel. They showed it 36 times. Each tape was shown 3 times. There was a private educational channel in Miami here. It's called Dynamic Cablevision. They saw the series, and they asked me, said, could we borrow the series from after the school boards run the series, and we want to put on our private educational channel, which is very wide distribution here in Dade County. So believe it or not, they showed it. They took over the series. They showed it 84 times. Each tape was shown 7 times. People started writing into the school board, and they said, listen, this is quite interesting, but this whole revelation, get these guys to do another 12-part series. So they called me in and said, would you like to do another series? They said, would you name it? I said, I called it Inside the Law. So again, I did 12 one-half-hour videos. They showed it 36 times on the school board channel. They didn't take one single solitary word out of the tapes. They showed it 84 times on the private educational channel, and they showed it on dynamic cablevision. Anyway, the final gist was they called me again and said, listen, there's more, you know, interest in your tapes. Would you like to do another? I said, well, you know, if they haven't learned enough in these 24 one-half-hour videos, there's something wrong. But the real bottom line is that we have got to get back to the original founding fathers. And the Federalist Papers, we had a law, believe it or not, passed in Tallahassee by the Silverhead Legislature. These are a group of senior, these are a lot of
yeah,
school teachers.
Yeah, go ahead. We're up against the clock, Bob.
They went ahead and they passed the law, and believe it or not, the trial lawyers in the Senate, as soon as they saw the law that says the Federalist Papers in modern language put in the high schools, they shot it down with a passion. I mean,
well,
it's just a totally disregard for the people's rights. Their ideas keep the people dumb and stupid, give them enough Pepsi Cola potato chips and television, and the lawyers can keep the power they stole from the people.
Well, Bob, thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
Read our website, constitutionalguardian.com, judicialaccountability.org, and please look at the book, The Federalist Papers in Modern Language, Index for Today's Political Issues, edited by Mary Webster, the Webster Dickens
family.
All right.
We'll let you have the plug, Bob. Thanks a lot for the call from Florida. Neil, a couple comments on that. We'll get to our next caller from New Hampshire shortly after that. But in looking at these things, obviously Bob had a little breakthrough there, but those things are very rare, and the system just becomes more and more top-heavy as time goes along, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, it actually is a little troubling to me that the Miami-Dade School District runs its own television network, which has nothing to do with education, but I guess that's neither here nor there.
I know that Oh, I was just going to say, Neil, I know that the commercials are coming up. Don't know if you can stay one more segment because I know you're a very busy man. Can you stay for another 10 minutes?
Sure.
Excellent. Neil McCluskey is with us. He's author of Feds in the Classroom, How Big Government Corrupts, Cripples, and Compromises American Education. We'll get to Tom in Nashua and you at 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going to Child Protective Services. You're busted for possession of marijuana.
Possession of marijuana. Possession of marijuana.
Hi, I'm Barry Cooper, ex-narcotics officer trained by the DEA. My DVD, Never Get Busted, has recently received world attention. I switched sides and I'm now touring America with the message to end this war on people that has been labeled the war on drugs.
Go to Barry's website, NeverGetBusted.com, and order your DVD to Never Get Busted.
On it, I'll teach you secret drug enforcement tactics and how to avoid narcotics profiling, how to conceal your stash, and I'll teach you how to fool drug dogs every time. I'll teach you how police know when you're lying. You'll get to go on patrol with me and watch actual marijuana arrests on the highway and learn the mistakes citizens made that landed them in jail.
Go to NeverGetBusted.com and arm yourself with the information you need so you'll never have to hear these words.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going
Log
to jail.
Log on to NeverGetBusted.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Not making the money you were expecting, signing into the hottest new MLM business? It's not that that business is not performing, it's simply that you don't have the proper tools to succeed. Take it from me, Craig Walcott, producer of Exercise is Suicide. Being in the MLM business since 1989, I've learned what it takes to be successful in any business venture, and I'm here to share those amazing tools with you. Get a subscription to MLMincorporated.com. You'll be provided with a 3-hour Industrial Revolution of Marketing seminar where you'll learn the secret recruiting techniques of the networking elite. Why recruit one or two a month when you can recruit 5 or 10 per day, all from the comfort of your home? Learn to explode your business using our lead generating system or create your own. Radio, TV, internet, mail order, we teach it all. As an added bonus, MLM Incorporated will conduct all company introductory calls on your behalf. Plus so much more. Start making the money you expected and the money you deserved right now. Visit MLMincorporated.com and learn how GCN listeners like you have started making more money faster than they ever thought possible. That's MLMincorporated.com. Do it now.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Rolling along on the program, Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. I'm Gardner. She is...
Julia.
And we're filling in for Ian and Mark, the regular hosts of the program. Call us at that toll-free line, 800-259-9231, if you want to weigh in on the topic. We're going to get right back to it on education with author Neil McCluskey, who is the author of the new book, Feds in the Classroom. First, I want to just ask you a little something. If you know about the Free State Project, well, I hope you do. The Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Porkfest, is coming up June 18th to the 24th. At Porkfest, you are going to be able to do things like socialize with your friends and fellow activists and lovers of liberty. Plus, you'll be able to hear and discuss the progress and future of the Free State Project. Register today. Go to porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T, porkfest.com. Check it out. And, of course, we know that the Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. Julia, let's get right back to Neil McCluskey, because, Neil, I know that you've had a very busy day today, and I appreciate you joining us the way you have. Let's talk a little bit more about Feds in the Classroom. When people pick up the book, the new book that's out there, they can go to Amazon.com. And, of course, if they do, we recommend that they go through Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. They're going to get a lot of what's been happening nowadays. What do you suggest would be a good way to get us out of this? What can we do on a state level or a national level to try to break this top-down, centralized thought process that they've got going on, Neil McCluskey?
Well, unfortunately, there's no... I wish I had an easy solution. There's it's easy to identify what we have to do. It's hard to get it done. But what we have to do, and this is especially important to bring a lot of conservatives and people who used to understand the federal government shouldn't be involved in education, but have sort of given in, we have to get everybody who is concerned about the direction of education's taking to get away from the idea of, first of all, national standards and any federal involvement, and they have to tell the representatives and senators in Washington, the federal government should not be in education. Get out. Just all you're doing is causing trouble. You're not helping anything. You're just wasting our money. Get out. The Constitution gives you no authority to be in there.
Isn't it amazing that somehow they think that we're incapable of handling ourselves, and yet they'll take our money, shave 30% off the top, put it through a bureaucratic siphon in Washington, D.C., and then get us a better product? Like, what are you talking about? It's
right,
insane.
It makes no sense. But
it doesn't.
There is an objection that people have to what I say and others say, get the feds out, that does make a little sense, which is they say, well, are you going to leave it to the state and local governments? They haven't done a good job. And to a large extent, they're absolutely right. State control hasn't worked very well in most places. And very often, local control is a failure because ultimately, no matter which level of government is in charge, the people who are supposed to be served by the schools, the parents and the children, have no power when all the authority and all the power is in government. Yeah. So what we need people to do after they tell their federal representatives to get the federal government out is demand at the state level that they have school choice. And that the best way, easiest way to do that is through vouchers or even better through tax credits, but say that parents should be able to either get the money that's going to public schools or just hold on to their tax money so that they can pay for the schools or the homeschooling or the educational options that work best for them. In other words, give them the power of consumers, and then they can have real accountability in education. But if we leave it at any level of government, ultimately the power will rest with politicians and bureaucrats and special interests and will not work for the parents and the kids. And so we've got to have school choice.
And this has a real effect. This is not some sort of abstract discussion in a classroom. These are kids who are having their lives affected. They're being diagnosed dyslexic when they haven't been taught phonics and all sorts of things, and they should have an opportunity to live their lives and be successful. And yet the school system that's supposedly set up to help them is perpetuating ignorance and sloth with teachers and unfortunately not teaching kids well. Let's go to that call in Nashua. Tom is on the line in Nashua. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live with our guest Neil McCluskey, author of the new book, Feds in the Classroom. Hi, Tom.
Let me point out also that if the schools are perceived as being better in suburbia townships than they are in the city, then this motivates people to want to put their kids in the suburbia township schools, and therefore they have to acquire a legal residence in that town, within the town's limits, so that they can qualify, and then they have to commute to the city, which does not improve the quality of life. Furthermore, when suburbia townships authorities start saying, hey, people want to put in a trailer park, we won't collect enough in property taxes for that. We're going to use zoning regulations to prevent the construction of residences in order to prevent people from acquiring a legal residence within the town limits so they won't be able to enroll their children. The idea is that people will have to buy a $200,000 house within the town limits in order to put their kids in the school so that the town can tax it. Let me put that in analogy for a moment. Imagine if they wanted to collect $6,000 a year from you for putting your kids through the schools, so they made you buy $75,000 worth of hamburgers at 8% meals tax equals $6,000. Okay,
well,
making people buy all this real estate so the town can tax it is an absurd way, and then, of course, Dad and Mom have to commute to the city and pay for that, and it's causing traffic jams and traffic collisions.
I'm sure you're familiar with the term Little Leviathan, and thank you for the call. I'm sure you're familiar with the term Little Leviathan, and at least it's little. When you have the larger areas of control, it's just impossible to get away from the tentacles of the beast. And I think, Neil, you bring up an excellent point, and, of course, it's debated among libertarian circles for school choice and vouchers and things like that, but at least tax breaks would be a terrific way to start. Julia, what did you want to say?
Well, I was going to say it's interesting that he brought up the zoning issue, because that's another, and there are so many problems with the government school. It just cannot be discussed in a three-hour time span.
You need a symposium.
But I don't know if anybody out there saw John Stossel's special, Stupid in America. Mm-hmm. If you haven't, I recommend that you go see it. It's very good.
Yeah.
I'm sure you can find it online.
Yeah.
But there was a section about parents who wanted to get their kids in certain schools, and they actually, so they were lying about residence. They actually had sort of a school police, some jerk walking around and looking in people's
kids and
houses.
Check up and see what they're going home.
Yeah, he was going through their houses to see if there was children's rooms in there and all sorts of nonsense.
It's incredible. Neil, in working on this book, Feds in the Classroom, you must have seen some very sad examples of how the school system has failed people, haven't you?
Well, yeah, I mean, if you think about it, even if we think everybody is well-intentioned, it's totally illogical to think that an efficient way to deliver education is through a single system, because we know that kids span a wide variety of abilities, talents, interests, all sorts of things. And so the best you could ever get from a single system is maybe something that is geared toward sort of the average kid, and everyone else it's lucky to get anything that works for them. And that's really the main problem, one of the main problems in public education. And I have lots of examples in the book of, you know, kids who aren't having their academic needs met, but also people who aren't having their moral desires met, who feel essentially under siege by their public schools because they're different from the other people in their town or their state. And so it just can't work at all effectively.
Neil McCluskey, thank you so much for joining us on Free Talk Live. The book is Feds in the Classroom. Neil, all the best to you and your family. Continue the work.
Free Talk Cartabyte. Know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabyte has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabyte.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabyte, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units, and in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read just one? Hi, I'm Jeff Flam, founder of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your entire family. Kids do better in school, teens can score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo of IQ is only available for a limited time, so call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-403-4711. That's 1-800-403-4711. 1-800-403-4711.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Continuing on Free Talk Live, the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. It is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. To get in touch with me, LG Grande, buenos tardes, buenos noches tonight. It's Gardner Goldsmith, the big G. I use the Espanol. They always use their qualifiers after the noun, so it's LG Grande. And if you want to get in touch with me, it's LG Grande at MSN.com. You can go to LibertyConspiracy.com if you want some more information about what I do and other things happening around with our website at Liberty Conspiracy. But Free Talk Live is the place tonight, this evening. I am here along with this fine woman,
Julia.
And we are filling in for Ian and Mark. Julia, I was really pleased to be able to speak with Neil McCluskey. Not only is his book, Feds in the Classroom, pretty darn impressive, not only does he work for the Cato Institute, but his last name, McCluskey, is the name of a very cool band that just broke up from mostly Scotland and Northern England, and they're very, very cool. I can't say the name of their most popular song, but it has to do with lightsaber something blues. I can't say it, but it's an excellent song. So remember the name McCluskey. Check out his book. I wanted to give him a little more press just before we move on into other topics. And also, you have something you wanted to say personally and a message to the listeners, right, Julia?
That's right. You should know, SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows that the way you treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful. They record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com or call 1-800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support FTL.
Yeah, definitely. Please do. Now, Julia, you know, you obviously heard so much about what Neil had to say. I have my personal experiences in school where, as I mentioned to you during one of the breaks, I used to recognize all the time, you know, 7 times, 8 times out of 10, that the kids sitting next to me were inherently more intelligent and brighter than the teacher in front of us. And that didn't happen all the time. When we found a good guy, we were very happy. But for you, it was even worse.
Well, I think that you're absolutely right about that. And I speak from personal experience. I went to school for 2 years to be a teacher. Elementary education was my major, actually. Mm-hmm. And I was just shocked in one of my education classes that the teacher was, and he actually was sort of the head of the education department at the college.
Right.
He actually encouraged stupidity, laziness. I mean, there was 17 out of 20 of the kids in that class were only there because they wanted a 9-to-5 job and summers off. And it was very obvious. And he just sort of had this, it's okay, thanks for trying attitude. And I was just shocked.
And A for trying.
Yeah, A for trying. Way to go.
Well, you know, it's like earlier when we were talking with Matt earlier, who's an AMPer, and we'll tell you about the AMP program in a little bit later, everybody, if you're not familiar with it. But if you're a regular listener, obviously you know, but so many people have experienced what he experienced as a guy who went in doing some teaching, and he saw a kid who was having problems with division. So he went and showed him, and he's like, well, you're being taught in a bizarre way how to do, what the heck is this? So he taught him how to do division properly, and then the teacher ended up having to mark the kid wrong on all the answers, even though the answers were correct because he didn't do it in their stupid inventive math process.
Actually, I remember that a lot now that I think about it. It was always, well, you didn't show your work, so you don't get credit for it. But if I am smart enough to just know the answer or figure it out another way, I guess they're implying
they don't trust
that you're
kids,
cheating.
You think you're cheating. Yeah, it's what a mess. So remember the book, everybody. It is Feds in the Classroom, Neil McCluskey. It's released by Spence Publishing, which does a lot of conservative and sometimes libertarian books. I think they have a lot of David Horowitz's books over there. Yeah. Very conservative guy.
And you know what's really a shame about it is what that does is turn kids off from learning at an early age.
Yeah. Yeah.
Had the kid never come across this student teacher, who, you know what I mean? He probably was totally uninterested in school in fourth grade.
Absolutely. And you're destroying lives. These people are destroying people. I feel like Captain, like William Shatner, you're destroying lives. Spock, we've got to stop this. I mean, or Jerry Seinfeld. Who are these people? They're destroying people's lives. What's going on? Anyway, all right, 800-259-9231 is the way to reach us. Now, Julie, you had an interesting topic that you wanted to bring up, and you actually have a number of interesting topics, but there was one that really ticked me off about this woman and the flag. And why don't you tell everybody about this thing, because you've been reading about it, you read it to me, but you've got your mind right on it. I have a couple thoughts. I just can't wait to dig into this thing.
Yeah, this article definitely has a couple of issues in it.
Yeah.
It's out of Omaha, Nebraska. A member of a Kansas group that has drawn criticism for protesting at soldiers' funerals has been arrested for letting her 10-year-old son stomp on a U.S. flag during a demonstration. She promised Wednesday to challenge the state flag desecration law in court. Shirley Phelps, age 49, will be charged with flag mutilation, disturbing the peace, and contributing to the delinquency of a minor, says the state attorney, blah, blah, blah.
We can't allow the mutilation of the flag in any way for anybody who might be dissatisfied with what the United States government is doing nowadays, can we?
No. You know, that reminds me. There's this gentleman who comes into my work all the time.
Yeah.
And he's just the cutest little old man, and he wears an old belt from the Civil War, and it's a big U.S. It just says U.S., and he always wears it upside down.
Oh, yeah. Wow. That's something else.
Well, the people that are against flag stomping and stuff are probably also against that sort of thing.
You know, this is a difficult issue, Julia, obviously, because so many people serve the United States military. They have friends or neighbors who have been in the U.S. military, relatives who have been in the military. And many people assume that they're very patriotic people, and they don't like the symbol of the United States being at all dishonored or desecrated in any way. We had
right.
a flag day at Milford High School one time. We used to call it Forced Patriotism Day.
Right.
And here we are in a government-run school system where our parents are being forced to pay taxes for a school system that didn't exist when the flag was created. through a socialistic Prussian-based government school system. They have us sitting on the bleachers in the gym at Milford High School in New Hampshire, and they're all telling us all these things about the flag. It's like, okay, well, that's fine. What if we happen to disagree with what the U.S. government is doing now, or we don't like the idea that it's taxing us to this extent? Can't I have an opinion? Somebody in our audience, and I know who it was, I won't even mention his name now, he had a flag, and he took the flag out, and he put it up upside down, which is a sign of distress.
Distress, yes.
Exactly. You should have seen some of the teachers. They flipped out.
Yeah.
They were so angry, and they didn't expect that the kids would be bright enough to understand and recognize what was going on.
Right.
They totally underestimate the intelligence of the kids.
Well, I was telling you on one of the breaks that I got in trouble. My teacher sent me to the principal's office in the 10th grade for refusing to stand up for the Pledge of Allegiance, and he told me I should go to Cuba.
Yeah, I love that. That's such a great example. Go to Cuba, young woman, because you're not conforming to what we in our socialized government system, school system here, are trying to force you to do, to recite a pledge written by a progressive socialist.
Yeah.
A Fabian socialist.
Amazing.
It's unbelievable, and they're so ignorant. They have no concept. So here, this is the personal side of it. The legal side of it is another matter, because they're going to take this to federal court, aren't they, Julia?
Yes.
And this is what really ticks me off. This is a state law in which state?
Omaha, Nebraska.
Nebraska. Okay. Lovely Nebraska. Okay, so they've got a state law in Nebraska. I get really annoyed when I hear people talking about the First Amendment, and they don't understand the original intent of the founders on the First Amendment. Because, as you and I were discussing off the air, and people might disagree, but it's factual. Call us at 800-259-9231 on Free Talk Live if you want to talk about this flag-stomping thing. This is a state law that they have broken, apparently, the flag-stomping law in Nebraska. Now, I think that is a dumb law. But I think it is also constitutional. She's going to bring this case to federal court, which shows that, unfortunately, she's off base. She should say, you know what? It's not a congressional law. You guys do have this law. I was in the wrong. I'm sorry. I'll go to another state that doesn't have this law. But we've got to take a break. Give us a call. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live. We'll continue talking about this flag-stomping thing. Hey, Julia?
Yep.
Indeed. Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wondered why libertarianism hasn't gotten the mainstream attention it deserves? Are you looking for a fresh new perspective on current events and policy issues devoid of all the Washington claptrap and partisan BS? Well, you'll love the Prometheus Institute at readpi.com. They've successfully created an engaging, publicly accessible think tank filled with intelligent, well-researched, and creative political arguments. readpi.com features a frequently updated blog, opinion articles, posters, RSS feeds, and a variety of other publications. Visit readpi.com today.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
JLS Research, the makers of all-natural and very effective Novio deodorant, has now discovered very unique research that indicates those who have body odor may be deficient in a certain dietary component. Their new product, the First Responder, supplies the body with the missing link so that it can respond to the symptom called body odor. By using organics and enzymes to step up the body's ability to absorb more freely, the body begins to respond by taking in the missing nutrient. As it responds, body odor will then no longer be an issue. First Responder is the first of its kind, comprised of only four organics: grapeseed skins, grapeseed, grapefruit seed, and garlic. It's so effective, you need only one organic capsule per day to keep the odor away. First Responder is 100% guaranteed. Go online and order First Responder at no-bo.com. Visit no-bo.com or call JLS Research at 850-723-8599. That's 850-723-8599.
Is credit card debt making your life stressful? Do you avoid answering the phone in fear of another creditor calling? How would you like to cut your credit card balances by as much as half? Well, now you can. Safeguard Debt Management Services will connect you with a debt management specialist who will negotiate with your creditors to reduce your balances by as much as half. You can consolidate all of your high credit card balances into one monthly payment. Call for a free, no-obligation debt consultation and learn how to get your very own customized debt management program. 1-800-794-4313 and join the financial freedom you've dreamed of, knowing your debt is being handled by professionals. Call now for your free no obligation debt consultation. Regardless of your credit history, Safeguard can help. Get the answers you're looking for. The call is free, the consultation is free, and the information could change your life. Call now. 1-800-794-4313. That's 1-800-794-4313.
I need to get my feet in shape for summer, but every time I get a pedicure, my feet look great. For a while, anyway. Then I have to go right back again because they get dry so quickly.
Listen, haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels, and they stay looking great, and my feet feel as good as they look.
What's the name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, silky feet that look great in sandals, use enzyme-rich moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Car Drug, H-E-B grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, there's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Interactive is the word. It's Free Talk Live. I am Gardner. She is
Julia.
And we are filling in for Ian and Mark tonight on Free Talk Live this Saturday night. Thank you so much for sticking around and sticking with us. And also thanks to all our advertisers who are in our corner. I really appreciate it. Let's go to the phones and the fun once more. Make it your show by calling us at 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231 all around the country and all around the world on the internet by going to freetalklive.com. The subject we've been discussing.
The subject, ladies and gentlemen, is flag burning. Okay, discuss. Now.
No, we're talking about a story out of Nebraska.
Yes.
Where a woman who's one of these angry people who went and protested at funerals of slain soldiers, which I think is kind of...
Right. Well, that's one of the reasons I really wanted to bring this story up was because this lady, to me, is a total nut job. She's one of these Bible bangers, and she... not that everybody who likes the Bible is bad or anything like that, but she's one of these people who hates gays and protests the war because the gays are now allowed in the military.
Mm.
But I wanted to point out that even though I do not stand for what this lady stands for at all, that's what freedom is all about.
Yeah.
You have to be willing to stand up for other people's freedom if you want freedom yourself.
It's the golden rule. Treat others as you would have them treat you. I mean, that is essentially a very simple way to express the way that this government was supposed to operate, a very limited government. And the thing that gets me about this is she's going to the federal courts with this piece of crap lawsuit. And if she would just shut up and recognize that the First Amendment does not stop states from imposing their own speech codes and their own religious codes, I would rather not have the states do those things. But under the Constitution, as the First Amendment is written, it is a proscription against Congress writing any laws infringing the freedom of speech or of the press or the free expression of religion. And until the mid-1800s, there were plenty of speech codes and religious codes on the books. Pennsylvania was a religious state, for God's sake. They had religious schools until the mid-1800s when, oh, gee, guess who it was? Abraham Lincoln took the United States Constitution and used it, as the British would say, as a bog roll, if you know what I mean. All right, let's go to the phones right now. Let's go to John, who's on the line in New Hampshire. John wants to talk about flag stomping. Hi, John, how are you?
Hey, guys, great job filling in.
Hey, thanks, man.
I want to tell you something about the something that I've been thinking about the flag, and then I want to tell you something about flying it upside down. Interesting story.
Yeah.
the thing that's strange lately I was thinking of, when you go into a courtroom, you see that the American flag has gold fringe around it.
Yeah.
Not only that, the state flag has gold fringe around it. Recently, I heard somebody say that that has meaning to it, that they're operating under admiralty law.
Yes.
I don't know whether that's true or not.
Yes, I've heard the same thing.
I find their use of the flag backed up by a deception. If this is at all true, it's a deception that we're operating under a constitution, both state and federal, and they're dishonoring that flag by putting a different meaning and backing it up by guns. So I find that much more offensive than somebody doing whatever they want with their own personal flag, and they're not backing it up with guns.
Well, you express that really well, John. Figures you're here in the Free State. We need more people like you coming up here, buddy. You know, that's an excellent point, the audacity of people to do their own thing with the flag when they're working in government. And, you know, I wouldn't put it past these people, John, to be so ignorant of the difference between the Admiralty flag, the naval flag, and the regular United States flag, that they wouldn't even know. They just think it looks pretty. Let's put it up there.
Let me tell you a story about flying the flag upside down.
Yeah.
My understanding is that that's a sign of distress.
It is.
It's a sign of respectfully doing, I suppose, and this is just my own interpretation. I haven't looked this up to see the meaning. But my understanding is that it's kind of a respectful way, a pleading, as if you will, rather than burning or stomping on it.
It is supposed to be just that.
I am so disgusted with what the federal government's doing to some of my activist friends here in New Hampshire that when we demonstrate out in front of the federal courthouse, when they're trying somebody on what I call the charge against him, I refer to it as it's a free speech trial.
For example, Dave Ridley handing out flyers to IRS agents saying, please don't do this.
It's exactly the case where I wasn't going to mention the specific case, but not to that, because it didn't matter. But that's exactly the case where, on a single poll, just out of my own imaginary symbolism, I fly two flags. And I'm also carrying a third Don't Tread on Me flag. But on that single pole, I fly the New Hampshire flag above the U.S. flag.
Which would probably make a lot of people very angry.
It sure does, and you'll get this in a minute. And so beneath that, I have the U.S. flag, and I have the U.S. flag upside down. And I march around that building when I'm demonstrating. Now, I'm familiar with some of the marshals and the guys that work there, and you know we're on a, you know we're personable towards each other and all. And I went by, and Gary said to me, "You got your flag upside down," and whatever. I told him, you know, what my opinion was, and that I was trying to have a respectful protest.
You got your flag upside down, like you don't know.
Right.
And it's so like I told him that
I thought that this was an attempt at a respectful protest at what's going on inside that building.
Right.
Now, so I march up to the other corner, and I'm standing there, and some big guy in a pickup truck, he starts hollering at me, "Hey, you better fly that flag the way it's supposed to be flying."
Ignorant.
And the funniest thing was, he pulls through the red light and starts driving up the street after he's hollering at me, and what's he got on his truck? A big old Confederate flag on the whole back window of his pickup truck. And I said, "Is this guy confused or what?"
Wow. It's amazing. You know, John, it's incredible the ignorance of some people. And what really gets me is, thank God that guy's not in a position in a public school the way we had that experience in public schools, where the people who saw us with the upside-down reversed American flag, a lot of them didn't even get it. They didn't know what the tradition was for the flying of a flag upside down to show that these United States are in distress.
Let me ask you something. Are you familiar with Gene Burns that used to be on in Boston?
Oh, yeah. Gene Burns was great. Absolutely.
I have to tell you something, my friend. You're on a par with him when it comes to talk radio.
Oh, thanks, man. I really appreciate
it. The highest compliment I can pay to somebody in talk radio. You're on a par with him, my friend.
Well, thank you. And by the way, I'm sorry that last check for the compliments bounced. Okay, John?
Okay.
We'll get you the next one soon. Thanks, my friend. Thanks so much for calling in. And
have a nice evening.
You got it. Well, hey, will we see you at Porkfest?
I'm planning on being around.
I hope so. I'll look for you, John. I'll look for the flags, man. All right. Take care. 800-259-9231 is the way to get in touch with us. I'm Gardner. She is
Julia.
And we're filling in for Ian and Mark on Free Talk Live. Hey, I want to get in a little something about the website. You know, as a person who comes in and steps in, it that was really nice of John to say, because, you know, you're sort of feeling your footing on somebody else's show and things. I do my own show, and it, or did my own show, and it has a certain rhythm and a certain pace and so on. So you're like, okay, I don't want to do something that those guys don't do that much, and I want to do something that they do and try to mimic them. So hopefully the show sounds good and we have good content. But I want to compliment once more Ian and Mark on the Free Talk Live website. If you go to freetalklive.com, please check it out and see some of the amazing things that they've got there. They've got all sorts of things, including if you go to the site, you'll see the icon for the AMP program. It's for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's a little icon over there. It looks like a little, almost like a heartbeat. And AMP is a great way that you can show your affiliation and devote affiliation with and devotion to Free Talk Live. And what you do is you sign up. It's about, what is it, three bucks a month?
Yeah. That's less than a latte.
Yeah, it's great. For $3 a month, you can really help Free Talk Live get the money that they need to promote the show and get these sorts of messages and this sort of conversation out to other radio stations, to talk to new programming directors and say, hey, here's the content these guys are making. Here's the stuff that their callers are discussing. This is valuable stuff. Let's get out there and get it on more stations. Go to AMP, check it out, and you can become a participant. Also, we want to go to the bulletin boards as well and tell people about the bulletin boards, because there's great participation at the BBS, isn't there, Julia?
Right, and it's everything from serious topics and discussion to fun stuff.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, far be it from me to mention it again, I keep going over to the shrine and looking at those women on the shrine. So I really like the fact that the shrine is out there. It's a good thing. And if you're not familiar with it, everybody, if you go to freetalklive.com, right, you go to the website, they have the, where is it, site features. You take your icon, right, and you put it over site features, like, oh, what's this? Oh, shrine. And you hit the shrine, and there are all these women, attractive women, who have sent in, and Julia is in there. You can see her picture if you're interested, and it's a great shot. They send their pictures, they get validated, and these are women who believe in the freedom philosophy, which is great. And so, therefore, you know they're highly intelligent, which is even better. I don't know. It's pretty good both ways. 800-259-9231 is the way to get in touch with us. Julia, before we have to finish up this hour, I just want to mention this flag stomping thing. You know, if this woman were cool, she would say, hey, I'm not going to bring any sort of suit. I'm getting out of here.
Right. I'm moving to New Hampshire.
Coming to the free state. Okay, more coming up next hour. It's Free Talk Live, your program, 800-259-9231.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you concerned?